Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 28, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Drivers of one-year mortality decline after acute myocardial infarction in England and Wales, a 15-year national cohort study. A national cohort study of 852,914 adult patients in England and Wales found that one-year all-cause mortality following acute myocardial infarction declined between 2005 and 2019. Researchers analyzed this 15-year dataset to quantify the contributions of clinical, treatment, and demographic factors to these changes. The findings provide crucial data for informing clinical strategies and health policy. Article number 2. Identifying clinical phenotype clusters in patients with coronary artery disease. This study found that clinical phenotype clusters exist in patients with coronary artery disease. Researchers used unsupervised machine learning through latent class analysis to identify these clusters. The study assessed the relationship of these identified phenotypes with the risk of recurrent cardiovascular events. This work addresses the need for specific considerations beyond current one-size-fits-all guideline recommendations for cardiovascular event prevention. Article number 3. Optimizing N-terminal proB-type natriuretic peptide inclusion cutoffs for randomized clinical trials in heart failure. Data from the Swedish Heart Failure Registry. This study provided evidence-based guidance on selecting optimal N-terminal proB-type natriuretic peptide cutoffs for randomized controlled trials in heart failure. Researchers utilized data from the Swedish Heart Failure Registry, applying N-terminal proB-type natriuretic peptide cutoffs ranging from 200 to 5,000 picograms per milliliter, which were derived from prior randomized controlled trials. The study calculated one-year incidence proportions to optimize the balance between event enrichment and screening failure across various heart failure subgroups. This optimizes patient selection for clinical trials, improving efficiency and relevance. Article number 4. Role of provocation and exercise imaging for the identification of candidates for cardiac myosin inhibitors. This study compared the characteristics and therapeutic response of patients with obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, who only showed treatment-qualifying left ventricular outflow tract obstruction during exercise echocardiography, versus those who met eligibility at rest. Researchers assessed the therapeutic response to cardiac myosin inhibitors, specifically mavacamten, in these patient groups. The findings clarify the clinical profile and treatment response of patients who require exercise imaging to establish eligibility for these inhibitors. This work helps identify appropriate candidates for mavacamten therapy. Article number 5. Sex and phenotype-specific prognostic implications of body mass index in acute heart failure. This study found that the prognostic implications of body mass index in patients with acute heart failure differed according to heart failure phenotype and sex. Researchers analyzed 5,271 patients hospitalized for acute heart failure from the Korean Heart Failure III registry. Body mass index was categorized into low, normal, and high groups using Asia-Pacific criteria. The primary outcome was a composite of two-year all-cause mortality or heart transplantation, showing varying risks across subgroups. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.